With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Conservationists threw a party Saturday to celebrate permanent land protections in the Haskell Basin watershed east of Whitefish. Nikki Willette has more.
Until recently, roughly three-quarters of Whitefish's city water supply was guaranteed by nothing more than a Spokane agreement between the city, the U.S. Forest Service, and the timber company that owned a large portion of land in the Haskell Creek watershed. That changed this past February when the Trust for Public Land finalized an agreement with F.H. Stoltz Land and Lumber Company to permanently protect 3,000 acres in the Haskell Basin.
It was sort of just a handshake deal that everyone got to recreate up there. And it was a handshake deal that the city could keep using the water out of Haskell Basin.
That's Dick Dolan, Northern Rockies director for the Trust for Public Land. The land supports local timber jobs and is important habitat for fish and wildlife. The new easement prevents it from being converted to future residential or commercial uses. It was funded by $7 million from the U.S. Forest Service's Forest Legacy Program, plus $2 million from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Another $7.7 million came from the 1% sales tax the city of Whitefish passed last year. Stoltz also contributed by reducing the price of the parcel. On Saturday, state and federal land managers, Senators Steve Daines and John Tester, and Whitefish Mayor John Mulfield were all on hand for the celebration. Last week, Daines and Tester introduced a bill to rename a mountain in the Madison Valley in memory of Alex Diekman, who initiated and facilitated easement negotiations in the Haskell Basin. Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.